AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats have a bill before the House Judiciary Committee that would ban certain semi-automatic weapons. Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline says there are too many guns.
There are more guns than people in this country, more mass shootings than days in the year. This is a uniquely American problem, and assault weapons only magnify the epidemic.
This is the latest response to recent mass shootings. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan calls it propaganda by Democrats.
Democrats know this legislation will not reduce violent crime or reduce the likelihood of mass shootings, but they are obsessed with attacking law-abiding Americans' Second Amendment liberties.
Democrats on the committee played haunting audio of the 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. An appeals court has overturned a lower court's ruling saying Georgia's restrictive 2019 abortion law should be allowed to take effect. Former President Donald Trump paid respects to his first wife, Ivana Trump, joining their three children at a funeral mass in New York. Ivana Trump died last week. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf is calling for a review after the recent government handling of a shortage of supply on infant formula.
Our food has never been safer, yet challenges remain and we must do better. One food outbreak is one too many.
The FDA has also struggled to review millions of other applications from vaping companies, prompting multiple missed regulatory deadlines over the last few years. Facing massive public pressure, the school superintendent in Uvalde, Texas, is recommending the firing of the school district's police chief, Pete Orendando, over the botched law enforcement response to the elementary school shooting there nearly 2 months ago. Two teachers and 19 students were killed. The Arizona Republican Party has censured State House Speaker Rusty Bowers after his public testimony to the House committee investigating the Capitol riot about Donald Trump's relentless pressure to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Stocks are higher late in the day. This is AP News. The EU is proposing member nations cut energy use by 15% over the coming months if there is a complete Russian cutoff.
While the initial cuts would be voluntary, the Commission is also asking for the power to impose mandatory reductions across the bloc in the event of an EU-wide emergency caused by what Commission President Ursula von der Leyen sees as a deliberate attempt by President Vladimir Putin to weaponize gas exports. Von der Leyen says Russia's blackmailing us, whether it's a partial major cutoff of Russian gas or a total cutoff. EU member states will discuss the measures at an emergency meeting of energy ministers next Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On the 53rd anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing on the moon, NASA announced it's shooting for a late August launch on the 29th of its giant new moon rocket with three mannequins on board. No astronauts. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.